will do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Blessed afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Way of Life program. My name is Charmaine. Last week, we read from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, where God was telling us, don't worry about anything. And immediately after that program, I began to think about where do our thoughts come from? Because sometimes, well, mostly times, all the time, our thoughts, what we think on, it is what is going to shape our destiny. So sometimes we think about things that causes us to worry and brings on depression. So where did that thought come from? And the Lord will have us to know that there is a realm beyond the natural realm. It is unseen to the natural eyes, but it seeks to influence the natural realm. As humans, we are living in the natural world. However, this natural realm or world is influenced by the unseen realm. From the unseen world, thoughts are being released with the intention of influencing certain behaviors. In order for those thoughts to become visible and influence human affairs, they must find the appropriate vessel to give expression to them. Human beings can be defined as vessels of expressions. We can give expression to the thoughts of God, the thoughts of the devil, other people's thoughts, and our own thoughts. Oftentimes, many of us are not able to discern the difference. So we claim the thoughts that come into our minds as our own. Or we would say, this or these thoughts came to my mind. However, before we give expression to them by words and deeds, we should seek to find out its origin. But many of us claim them and we express them by words and deeds. Oftentimes, it is only after we have expressed these thoughts we discover its true source. So the nature of those thoughts will be most visible in words and actions, our deeds. If the thoughts came from God, the words and deeds will be godly. Therefore, godliness will be our disposition. If the thoughts came from the devil, the words and deeds will be evil and demonic, giving rise to wickedness and corruption or misconduct. If the thoughts came from our own hearts or minds, then the words and deeds will be selfish, self-centered, and self-promoting. This will generate all manner of inhuman activities and will be the equivalent of crimes against humanity. This was the condition of man's own thoughts after the fall in the book of Genesis 6, verses 5 and 11. The Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth, and He saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. Verse 11 says, "Now God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence." These kind of thoughts are the catalyst of perilous times in the earth. This is according to 2 Timothy verses 3, chapter 3 actually, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 5. "You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly, stay away from people like that. So thoughts are unseen until they are manifested by words and deeds, and its manifestation reveals its origins. So before you express a thought by speaking or actions or your conduct, desire to understand what you are about to give expression to. So next week, we're going to speak on, I feel led to share about how not to allow the enemy to fill our hearts with his thoughts. Yes? So you can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the StarCom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.